get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little.
We are here again on episode number 19 here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 19, of course.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel to be back here again?
It feels good.
Yes.
I got to go Thanksgiving shopping, though, as soon as this is over. So we got to make this quick. I got to go buy a 16-pound turkey, put it in the freezer and store it there until Thanksgiving. I can't wait. Yes, I love to eat a lot, and I love to stuff my face with turkey.
Really? And what do you like to have with turkey? Do you like to have stuffing? Cranberry sauce, the whole fixing?
Yeah, you know how we do. It's, you know, we get all that shit.
You don't like to have it with my turkey?
Huh?
You don't like to have it with my turkey?
You don't like to have, what do you like to have with your turkey?
I like to stuff it with peanut butter and jelly. Have a turkey peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Does anybody ever have that in the country, do you think?
You're sick in the head, so like I said, it makes sense.
Hey, I mean, I lose myself at the show. I lose myself when I'm having turkey, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
and I also lose my lunch when I listen to this.
We have a star-studded show today. You know what we have on the show today? We have Dante Martin, okay? He is a rapper from Providence over here, okay? He performs at the Black Rep a lot, Club Octane, and he's just great. He's a great performer. He just came out with a new CD, okay? We have him on the show, okay? We have the Bay State, okay, from Portland, Maine. They're a rock group, okay? And we have the boxer from The Contender. Remember NBC's The Contender? And you remember Peter Manfredo? He's still a huge legend. He's performing in Vegas coming up in next month in December. I'm going to ask him about that. And a star-studded show, you know? But it's on the stupid. You want to hear something stupid I did?
No, that should be good. What did you do now?
Okay, now I never did anything stupid, have I?
What do you mean? You do it like every 5 seconds.
That's true, yes. Well, I had Roller's cell phone. I used Roller's cell phone to interview people on the streets, you know, Grandmaster D in the streets, okay? Can't do it with this segment, okay? I interviewed the mayor of Cicilline again, Bob Venturini, who I had on my show. I interviewed Baba Moore Silver and Chef Terranova. They were supposed to be on the show. I interviewed them back at the Helton Expo. Well, a few weeks ago, back in October, I lost Roller's cell phone with all the interviews on it. Now I can't have Baba Moore Silver on. I can't have Chef Terranova. So that's why the last minute I got Peter Manfredo. So what do you think about that?
Well, that works.
Yes, yes.
I can't believe you lost her phone, though. She must have been pissed.
She was pissed. I have the black and blue marks all over my body just to prove it. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you are a wimp, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, I am. Now, Dave, tell me about this. You got an email from somebody.
Yes, I did. I got an email from a man called Richard Ventitullo.
Really?
Apparently, he's the president of Rate Your Radio Show. And he sent some nice comments our way.
Your radio show.
He said, you guys are great at White Noise Radio on the desk, on the Derek Shapiro show.
Really?
He says, I hear every episode. Dave Pezza, which is me, who produces the show, is hilarious. Thank you.
Really?
And keep up the good work. The Derek Shapiro show is rated number 24 throughout the country, which beats some of our other radio shows in your area. Keep up the good work.
Really?
Well, Richard, we will definitely keep up the good work and... I mean, I don't try to be hilarious, but wow. I guess it just comes out like that sometimes.
Now, I was wondering who that was. Now, he is a friend of mine on MySpace, actually.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so he's from L.A.?
I guess.
He's from L.A. He always responds to my... I invite people on events on MySpace, and he always responds back to all of them. So he must be a really big fan. I thank you, Richard. Thank you. How shocked were you about this?
Oh, I was shocked.
You were shocked. I mean, can you believe people are hearing you in Los Angeles, California right now?
Yeah.
What do you think Richard thinks about this show? I mean, Richard, thank you. Thank you very much, Richard.
You don't need to beg him.
Well, no.
Kiss his ass. Thanks, Richard. It's cool. Anyway.
I'm losing myself to Richard now. Okay. Now.
What do you got on tap first, Derek?
Okay. I want to try to get this lady at the bank, Citizens Bank, okay? I was there yesterday.
You're going to talk to a bank teller?
Yes. And she thinks that it can't get her on phony calls,
that's
okay?
Really boring. Okay. Oh, phony calls. Oh,
yes, phony calls, okay? I'm going to try to call her now on the radio, okay? And I'm going to try to get...
Well, first of all, hang on. What are you going to tell her?
Well, I'm just going to see. Well, I'm going to tell
her. Just going to do a wing. And be like, hey,
she has a promotion. You working? I'm going to say. Tom Flinsky at this branch in Garden City, and I want you as assistant branch manager. I'm going to see if this works.
Tom Flinsky, you should tell her she's fired.
yeah, maybe I should. No. Let's see.
Be like, yes, we have a problem. We
Let's see if we can do this.
We counted your drawer, and it was $100 short.
Kaya, she didn't think I could get her on phony calls.
Don't go making phony calls. Please stick to the 7-digit numbers you're used to. I know that you think it's funny driving folks right up the wall, but it's really getting old fast.
Press 3. I'm smart. Okay, let's see. Kaya Palofsky. Let's see if I can get her. Hello? Let's see. Oh, okay. Here it is. Let's see if we can do this.
Jamie, how may I help you?
Hi, Kaya Palofsky, please.
She's actually not in today.
Oh, really? Okay. Is this Marjorie?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. But this is Citizens Bank and Promenade Place Mall?
Yes.
You should ask what she's wearing.
Today.
I'm sorry? They're both off today.
Yes.
She sounds kind of
really
hot.
Okay. Because this is Sean Pass from the Citizens Bank in Garden City, you know. Sean and we want to give Kaya a promotion.
Okay.
So how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Would you want to maybe you be in the promotion instead of Kaya? Because she's not there, you know what I'm saying? She's not doing her job good.
No.
And what is your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, and you work at Citizens Bank. How long have you worked at Citizens
Jamie
Bank for?
Hot.
5 years.
What if she's single?
5 years. Well, maybe you want to be promotion because I'm president of the Garden City branch, you know, Garden City in Cranston, Rhode Island. And you've been working there for 5 years as a teller, right?
No.
Okay, aren't you a teller?
I'm a teller now. I mean, I'm a banker now.
Yeah, banker. Okay, I want to know if you want to be promoted at the Garden City branch, okay, as assistant branch manager.
No, thank you.
You don't want to be? How come?
Because I don't want to.
Okay. Now, and what is your name again?
Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie. What's your last name?
What the? Who gives a promotion to random people they don't know?
Hello?
Yep.
Okay, well, Ashley, you ever listen to the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com?
No.
Okay, well, you're actually on the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm Derek Shapiro, and you're on a phony call segment. I was supposed to get Kaya Palofsky, but don't tell her that I got you. I want to get her in the future, but when does she get in usually?
She'll be here tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you. You're on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and I'll stop by today, maybe introduce myself on my way in Providence Place Mall, and you're Jamie again. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And how do you feel to be on the radio? You feel special, right?
No, not really.
Let me ask you a question. You're a banker. Do you ever go to other banks, your competition? Do you ever go to Sovereign or Bank of America?
No.
That'd be a stupid thing because you work for Citizens Bank, right?
Yep.
And you're a citizen of Citizens Bank?
Yep.
And I'm a citizen of the United States, so that'd be stupid for me to go to like Japan or
all right? You're killing it. You're killing
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I do thank you very much, okay? Coming up next on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show is Dante Martin. But first, this is Mondo featuring Rolla with Shorty Moves.
Shorty Moves.
On Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'm feeling shorty and I'm moving.
Let me work that, let me hurt that. Let's move, girl, move. players in the house, who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit it tonight. We came to party, shorty move that body, go.
In my position, I know where it's at. On the map, I'm the spot where the globe be at. From the deep blue sea to the mountain caps. You wanna ride with a winner, hop in my lap. Oh shit, here we go, cameras are rolling. Time's ticking and my phone is glowing. Drinks in my hand and these girls are smoking. I might die tomorrow, I'ma let it all out now.
All my girls all across the world, get down to the floor, shake what your mama gave you. I wanna see those hips, those thighs, backside get wild, just move to the music. Tell the bouncer he better get ready. Two more drinks and my ass gets crazy. We in the spotlight, stars shine bright, and now I'm the biggest thing in the gallery tonight. What?
Shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it. I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips, like where the work at? Yeah, let me work that, let me hurt that. Players in the house, who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit it tonight. We came to party, shorty move that body, go.
Grab my buttocks, baby, I need to but say, just squeeze it tight for me. I love it when you feel so complete. Will you caress me down, babe? Put a hand in and touch my skin. It's sex music to me. When you're feeling up on me, should I wrap my around you as you pull me close and the dip. I love it like that. Oh yeah, I'll be a little shorty in the mood.
Players in the house, throw your hands up, ladies in the house, show them what's up, bend it over, pick it up, girl, you got a dumpster, it's 2 a.m., partying, shit's crazy.
Shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it, I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips, like where the work at, yeah, let me work that, let me hurt that, let's move, girl, move. Players in the house, who's buying the bar, put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow, I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit it tonight, we came to party, shorty move that body, go.
Join R&B singer Rola at the Apollo Theater, along with R&B singer Mario, Saturday, November 17th, 2007. Yes, Saturday, November 17th, 2007, at the Apollo Theater, 253rd West, 125th Street, between Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard and Frederick Douglass Boulevard, also known as 7th Avenue and 8th Avenue. New York, New York, USA, of course. Doors open at 6. Show begins at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35 to $45. VIP is $55. So again, join R&B singer Rola along with R&B singer Mario at the Apollo Theater, the famous Apollo Theater, 253rd West, 125th Street. Of course, R&B singer Rola. Go for more information on www.rolazone.com. Again, www.rolazone.com. Tech Temps, Technology Temporary Services Incorporated. Services that they have: contracts, employment agency, employees, high tech, engineering, designers, drafters, and technicians. Call them at 508-809-6320. Again, 508-809-6320. Or you can email them at tempsjohn@aol.com. Again, tempsjohn@aol.com. Or visit their office at 21 Park Street, Suite 305 in Attleboro, Mass. Again, 21 Park Street, Suite number 305 in Attleboro, Mass. Tech Temps, Technology Temporary Services Incorporated. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, right before we get to Dante Martin, Dante, welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show, because I want to ask you, you're saying my phony calls, what would you rate that phony call?
Well, based on what I'll be hearing on 94.5,
yes,
you know what I mean, because they really get people, because people be arguing with them.
Right.
See, you had this chick on her backside, like, she's just, like, relaxing, like, you know what? Who am I really talking to? And then when you said to her, yo, I want to give you promotion, you sound like you was trying to give her a record deal. Not really a promotion. I want to promote you to this department. You said promotions.
That's funny.
That's real funny. So you was promoting for a bank.
I like that. Now, what would you rate that phony call, though?
I'll give you a 3, because at least you had a...
Okay, 3. On. That's good. That's
out of 5, you kept on coming, so I'll give you a little balance in between. You still had on the
phone.
So
3 out of 10. 3 out of 10?
No, I said 3 out of 5. But if you want to go from a 10, I'll give you a 5, because you still kept on talking to you.
That's awesome. That's good. So, see, that's good. That's good. Now, I just want to call my friend Rick Ashman for a second, because he's performing, you're going to be performing on December 15th at the Soundtrack Release Party, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to call my friend. I'm going to put my full attention to you, okay, Dante?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're right up, but I tried to get Richard on phony calls last time, okay? I just want to ask him just a quick question. This is Rick Ashman. He's been a guest on my show for a long time. I mean, before. But he's been a friend of mine for a long time. Let's see.
While he's doing that, I want to say something. Because sure. You're on some radio stations.
Yeah?
Rick, how are you?
Good, how you doing, man?
Yes, that's why I'm remind you, for December 15th, you're performing... next month on the Derek Shapiro Show Soundtrack Release Party. So, Rick, what song are you going to perform?
I'm not performing anything.
Not performing anything? Rick! Why? How come?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
my girlfriend's got a Christmas party the night on the 15th.
A Christmas party? Tell her to bring the whole Christmas party to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show at Tommy's Lounge, Rick.
Yeah, I wish I could, buddy.
Sounds
like you're recording or something, aren't you?
No, I'm not recording anything. See, I didn't get you on phony calls last time, okay? Do you remember that? I told you that you're on phony calls. You were supposed to be, and your answer machine picked up. Did you hear that on the last episode?
I don't know.
Okay, you're on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, so I did trick you. See, I did get you this time, see?
I can tell by the way you're doing it.
How can you tell?
I'm not going to be able to make it, buddy. I wish I could, but her party's there. I forgot all about it.
You forgot all about it? Well,
her Christmas party's at the film the 15th at her job, so I can't.
Well, it's all
my show, you know?
It's all natural that you forgot about it, because how old are you now? You're 41, 42?
There you go.
And you do shows in a nursing home, right?
What's that?
You do shows for a nursing home, right?
I do. I do once in a while. I entertain the older folks, you know.
So it's the bedpan tour, and you forget you have like Alzheimer's. you have Alzheimer's just like these old people. You know, you gotta get away from that. You gotta perform at a hip place like Tommy's Lounge. You know what I'm saying, Rick?
And tall.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Rick. I gotta go to my next guest now. Okay.
Hey, good talking to you, though.
Thank
Sorry
you.
I couldn't make it.
All right, you take it easy, Rick.
Deuces, Rick.
You, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, we got. Okay, from Rick Ashman, okay, my good friend, I need to call Rick up, you know, because he's a good friend of mine for many years. Now we got Dante Martin, who's
AKA
a rapper
the
here.
The Voice.
The Voice, and we hear Rescue in the back. I don't know who's ill over here, because the windows are open over here. We have the essence sounds of ambulance coming by, you know what I'm saying? So if we're in trouble, if we have a heart attack right now, the ambulance is right close by, you know what I'm saying?
It brings a different dimension, you know what I mean?
It does bring a different dimension, you know?
It's not live, too. Like, we could have did some, like, help, help!
I know.
I know what I mean?
Now Dave is closing the window afterwards, you know? That's good. Dave Pezza to the rescue, you know what I'm saying, when we need him, you know?
That's what I'm here for.
All right. So, Dante. Now, of course, when I met you at the Black Rep,
right.
Okay? And, of course, you performed the Club Octane, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tell me about how you got started in the music business.
How I got started?
Yes.
Well, you know what I mean? First thing first, it's like when you listen to certain artists and music, you get inspired. So as I got inspired, it inspired me to write. So when I started writing, that's when you had to get to that mindset to think, well, can I actually get up on a stage and perform what I'm doing? So that's what got me involved, and that's how I got started. It was basically, I wrote my first song to EPMD Gold Digger.
Really?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So, you know what I mean? I was 15 years old.
15?
Yes.
Really?
Because it's like, you know how you, like, you just, like, you have words in you, and then one day I was just like, let me put them on paper and see what happened.
Right.
So when I did that, I started performing at the age of 17, getting on stages, and so history in the making from there.
Right. And so when you first got in the music business, you were 15 years old, or were you before that?
Well, I would say 17, because 17 is when people started recognizing me for the fact of when you, see, you could write in your bedroom. If people don't hear you, then how would they know what you could do?
Right.
So they don't know until you get on the stage, you know what I mean?
And how old are you now?
I ain't going to say that, but let's just say 20-something. 20
to new. Okay. Would you say you're below 25 or above 25?
Above.
Okay, above 25. So with these many years.
But I don't look it.
No, you don't. Because you look about 20, 21. You know what I'm saying?
I get that all the time.
Yes. So being in the music business since you were 15 and 17, you know, when people start noticing you, and up to now, how well do you think it progressed to now?
Well, right now, I'm really in my prime, because back then, it's like you haven't really found yourself, because you're still trying to develop your style and what you want to present to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time, I was just going with the flow or whatever was going on.
Right.
Because some of the times, like, you didn't have as many producers like I have right now.
Right.
So you just writing beats to instrumentals of other rappers, or somebody giving you some beats that just starting to come up. So you just doing whatever you could do to get yourself out there. But now that I have a bunch of producers and I have people who's behind me, now I know what I really want to do. So I found myself.
And you just released a new CD called?
Better Heard Than Seen.
Better Heard Than Seen. Just released last month, October 22nd at the Black Rep, was your CD release party. Now, in addition to that, your producer of your album was Just In Case? Just In Case?
No, he didn't produce on that album. The producers on that album was Essence.
Yep.
Atman.
Right.
Who else did some production? Technology, he did some production on it. And I don't want to forget nobody. And some other artists, this producer, really, that it was just his beat, so I'm not really going to say his name.
Right. And so you worked with Just In Case in the past, though.
Of course. Yeah, he did that song Buzz, that Y'all Gonna Know the Name, Inferno.
Okay. And tell me about working with these different producers. How does it shape up your music, working with different producers, not just the same producer?
Because different producers would challenge you.
Right.
Like, if they have a certain sound,
right,
then you should present yourself as different on each track. Like,
sure,
if Justin come with the boom, 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 and then Essence come with some just laid-back joint, I shouldn't sound the same way on Essence as I sound on Justin.
Sure.
So that's the big difference between different producers.
Sure. And on your MySpace, now, what is your URL for MySpace now?
Say again?
What's your MySpace URL?
Oh, it's myspace.com/welcometoRIP. That's welcome to RIP.
I like that.
Of course,
like
Rhode Island, stand
yes,
up.
Yes. And what does RIP stand for?
Rhode Island Providence.
Rhode Island Providence. I like that. I like that. I like that. Yes.
That's the new name. You don't know? R.I.P. Whenever you hear me say R.I.P., that's Rhode Island Providence.
Okay, because I never knew. Like I know a lot of people use R.I.P. when someone dies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But use that for Rhode Island Providence. I like that. That is awesome.
For sure. I gave life to that, so give me my credit.
Yes. Now, Dante, tell me about, it says over there on your MySpace that you're signed to Spirits Records. Tell me about Spirits Records.
Well, necessarily, I'm not signed. What it is was we did an agreement.
Okay.
Technology is a part of Spirit Records. He's one of their producers. So what happened when he brought me in, he did that track Silence Is Gone for me on the album.
Sure.
So when he brought me and his mans just clicked. So what I said to him, we made an agreement where it's like, all right, let me use your name. I'll get your name known because I wanted a name to hold down me.
Right.
I mean, I'm not signed to no one because you want to make sure whoever you sign to is going to give you the best opportunity and the best deal.
Right.
So what I did was use his name to help bring his name out because he got other artists and producers signed to him.
Right.
And he looked out for me because, like, you know what I mean? He didn't have to do that, but he looked out for me. He was supportive for me. He got my music in D.C. He put my picture on MySpace and everything.
Oh, awesome.
So that's why... Awesome. I show him that love. That dude, that's Eric Atman. You know what I mean?
Eric.
What up, Atman?
Sure. His name is Eric, and I'm Derek. Eric and Derek.
All right.
Now, tell me. Now, you grew up in Providence, of course?
I was born in New York.
New York. What part of New York?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Oh, I love Brooklyn. And when did you move here to Rhode Island?
I moved here on my 10th birthday. That was a present. My mother said, we're going on a vacation. We went out here, and she never took me back home.
Now, I got to ask everybody about this, okay? Now, I ask everybody about this because my wife, of course, her family, her mother lived in Taunton when my wife was born, Rolla, okay? She lived in Taunton.
Right.
And, of course, when she was one, she moved to Rhode Island. So I asked her, what the hell did you move to Rhode Island for? It's a small state. Now, of course, both my parents were born in Rhode Island, of course, so I didn't know why they were. But my grandmother, she was born in Connecticut. Why the smallest state of the country? Why not Boston?
I think what it is with people, like, you know what I mean? When you lived in a city
right,
and you want to relax, you'll come to some place like this because it's more relaxed than a big-time city.
Exactly.
Like, if you go, like, when I first moved up here, and even though I was young, I still knew what was going on. Because I would go back home to New York.
Right.
And when you seen the big difference, like, I could go to the corner store, where the corner store is, like, blocks away from me now.
Sure.
And then another thing is, like, everything that I would ever want was in New York. Like, just think about it like this.
Right.
You could buy liquor in a corner store, whereas here you only could get liquor in a liquor store.
Oh, that's true.
So it's
that's
a big
true.
Difference,
that's
like
true.
Lifestyles and
yep.
culture.
That's true. And over there, I think you get even liquor in a supermarket, right?
Oh, everywhere.
Really? That's so awesome.
So that's the difference. Like pizza parlors, you know what I mean? You can go buy slices where you can't buy slices out. You got to buy a whole pie.
Exactly.
Unless you go to Saki's or one of them places.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So it's a big difference.
So when you go back to New York, of course, you probably visit Brooklyn a lot of times since then, right? Of course.
I go back to the Bronx and Queens sometimes.
Okay, Bronx. Yeah. What do you like better, Providence or New York?
Well, I can't say a place is better because each place have its own, like, lifestyle.
Sure.
So I wouldn't say, like, because even though in New York, I got my mentality of New York, but this is where I became a man in Rhode Island.
Right. And it started your music career, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And of course, you perform a lot here in Providence and in Warwick at the Club Octane. But where else do you like to perform other than those places? And do you also perform out of state a lot, too?
Oh, yes, I do. One thing about me, and I'm going to say this right now,
sure.
I'm not local.
Okay.
I'm not local.
That's good.
I've been many places, different states. If I flew back then, I'd have been in more states. I could have been to Texas and Tennessee, all them states. People was paying for me to go out there.
Right.
But I didn't like getting on planes. My first time getting on a plane was going to Philly and Chicago. So now that I get on a plane,
sure.
I'm planning on going everywhere. But I've been in different places. Like I was at the Hippodrome in Mass, Springfield,
really?
Mass, with Fat Joe. That was like sometime in 06.
In Boston or Worcester?
That's Springfield.
Oh, Springfield. Near Worcester. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, so it's different places. Like, whenever somebody invite me out, I'll go because, like, as an artist, it's like, you want to do this for the fans. So wherever the fans want you, that's where you're going to be.
Sure. And have you performed in New York, too?
Oh, of course. Many times.
Where else do you like to perform in New York?
Wherever I get an opportunity. Like one time somebody invited me to perform in Queensbridge Projects.
Okay.
So we outside, with 40,000 watts.
Really?
And somewhere else in the Bronx, we did that, too. I can't remember the place, but it doesn't matter.
Really?
Like, if you're an artist, you do anyway.
Exactly.
You don't care.
Exactly. And to that note, which one of your favorite places that you performed at?
My favorite place? Let me see.
I put you on the spot now, huh?
I wouldn't say you put me on the spot because it's like if you've been so many different places, it's like, what's my favorite place? The favorite place I would have to say is the Black Rep, because the Black Rep started it all.
Sure.
And like you just said, I had my release party there. So
exactly.
I would say that's the best place, because when you get that much love,
right,
you want to appreciate and you want to always show them the same love that they showed you. Because just think about it. If they didn't give you the love,
exactly,
you wouldn't be who you are.
Exactly. So. Now, we're going to be playing our first song over here, and then we'll be coming back to you, across. What's this first song we're going to be hearing?
The first song is probably I Let Them Hear Silence Is Gone, because that's the introduction to my album, and it's also the introduction to who I am, The Voice.
Okay.
So I will play Silence Is Gone.
And
so,
tell me about the song, first of all.
This song is basically like I took all my experiences and put it in one song. Like, I didn't want it to be so conscious, but I wanted to let people know that I'm bringing something, I'm presenting something to the people.
Okay. So it's called Silence Is Gone.
Silence Is Gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Silence Is Gone. Okay. Not Silence of the Lambs, no. Silence Is Gone. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Y'all wanna know why silence is gone? Tell them why silence is gone. Cause one decided to stand up and speak. It ain't gonna be like that no more, though. Cause someone's gonna talk. The voice is there. Yeah. Listen.
Day one, born to her, a son. Me. Should have been aborted. In his game, he was drowning. Had no choice but to play it. Meant for him to exist. A spark in the world that's full with darkness. Presented as a gift wrap, ready to be received. In an age where people no longer can believe. One been conceived to leave. What does it mean? Introduce the voice. I'm better heard than seen. Quiet would never be. That's why silence is gone. The realness in my heart is what y'all hear in the song. Our people been torn. Don't know faith from the real. That's why they accepting all hands being dealt. Four in the end game set not to win. Most of us dead, drugged up or in the pit. In a world full of problems, where's the solution? Dante Martin, The Voice! A new day, a new page in life. Yeah. Some seen good times turn into good night. No longer with us, we live on as survivors. Uh-huh. In the world today that constantly misguides us. Yeah. We're all the fighters like Malcolm X and Martin. Yeah. Scared to walk in their shoes since they closed the coffins. Leaders killed in abortion, that's why we don't see them. Cause you have little dough don't mean you have freedom. No. How can kingdom come? We ain't living like sons, more like enemies. Killing off your first family. How simple can it be to bury your own? And you think I would ever consider this home? Home's where the heart is, and my heart is with Jesus. Amen. That makes me heaven sent. My life on this earth is evident. Yeah, we live in a time where people are blind. But this little light of mine, I'ma let it shine.
Shine on them.
Back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now, I have a surprise for you, Dante.
And of Bring course, it on. Yes, I love surprises.
Yes. Now, I recorded this person for this surprise, and of course, I lost Rolla's cell phone. Of course, she's still kicking me in the ass for that. And whoever wants to look at my app, no, that's too disgusting.
So somebody got a phone with a lot of information on it.
Yes.
And like, what is this?
Yes. and listen to my interviews with Mayor Cicilline, you know, Bob Moore Silva. But let's see. I'm going to call this person and surprise you. This person, I'll give you a hint. You worked with this person before.
I work with a lot of people.
Hello?
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 No, that's me. That's speaking. Me. Okay, I hear me in the background. Let's see, is it ringing?
He caught the L echo. He's like, hello. Or somebody saying hello to you. That would have been funny if you would have went on for like 5 minutes doing that.
Let's see over here. I'm going to try it again. Let's see. I'm calling this person that you work with and that you've sung with.
All right.
And I'm surprising you. So who do you think it is?
I'm going to bring it back on him. Well, hey, everybody, that, just voicemail, call me. That's if y'all remember this from back in the day, sing along with me. I give a pound to my man with that's my right Fliz. Hand, and I hold the Sprite in my
I
left
told
hand,
I was going to call him today,
and
too.
I push right. the button when I don't want to hear nothing.
He was going to give a shout-out to you. He gave a shout-out to you. And now Fliz is on the album, of course.
Yeah, he's the only artist on my album.
He's the only one on the album. And you work with other people, too, but I want to ask you about that. But maybe Fliz will pick up on your album.
Yo, Flo here.
On your phone. Hey, Fliz.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with Dante on the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Do you want to say anything to Dante?
Yeah, Dante. Congratulations on the album dropping. All that good stuff. Have much success to come in forever.
And how does it feel to be on Dante's album?
I feel good, man. Yeah, just to be...
And you're both performing the song on the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack on December 15th at Tommy's Lounge. You know that?
Yes, I did. I got caught word of that, and it's an honor to be there, to do that song. The song is banging. We're going to get there and rock it, and only me and Dante can.
All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing you, and I'm going to get back to my interview with Dante. Thank you, Fliz.
All right. Let me just say one more thing.
Yes. I'm sorry? Oh, did we lose you? Did we lose him?
What happened? Yeah, you did.
We lost him.
You can call him now. Call him on your phone. He'll pick up.
He'll pick up?
Yeah, because he knows what's going on.
What is one more thing? Okay, he has one more thing to say to us. Ooh. I'm going to ask you just a few more questions. Let's see over here. Okay, it's calling. Speakerphone's on. Okay, let's see. Okay, we got Fliz back. Now, that was a good surprise, wasn't it, huh?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, one more thing to say. What was that thing? We lost you on the phone.
I said, one more thing I have to say. The voice!
The voice! All right, thank you, Fliz.
That's the slogan.
Bye-bye. All right, now, tell me, how did you get the nickname the voice?
How I got that nickname? Well, what it is like, I was just thinking about something that would be me.
Right.
And I was just like, you know what? Because nobody knows who I am and all they do is hear songs, I'm not on no videos, you know what I mean? So I was just like, you know what? I'm the voice. Because right. It's like, I'm better heard than seen.
Right.
So it's like, people going to hear me before they actually see me, because if you never seen me perform and you heard my CD, because just think about it, I put 1,900 CDs out on the street. So
really?
Many people heard the songs, but right. They don't know the face, because right. I don't have my face on none of the albums.
Now, why don't you like to have your face on none of the albums?
Because it's a mind trick. Look at this. When somebody look at an album, what's the first thing they do? Judge the album.
Judge your album, okay.
So because there's no face on the album, it make them curious.
Now, how do you feel about your face being on the Derek Shapiro Show fly now?
Well, now that everybody knows and have an idea who I am, because just think about it. We just did the record release party and people
exactly.
loved it. So now that they know who I am and they're just like, that's him.
Exactly.
It's going to make them interested to want to listen. But what did he say? Because you know how that happens when you... develop a buzz.
Right.
People now want to follow you and see what you're about, because they're going to see if, one, he could continue on the momentum, or is he going to fly?
Exactly. Now, when people see your face, okay, what do people say? Do people say, look like Jay-Z? What you do?
I hear that all the time, Jay-Z and 50 Cent. So I'll be saying, how I look like both of them? And they don't even look alike.
Now, you know, when you listen to 50 Cent twice, you make a dollar. Did you know that?
I know now.
Yeah. And when you listen to the group Nickelback twice, you make 10 cents. So, you know.
Okay, that's Derek joint.
Yes.
That's something that he got. Copyright that. You know somebody trying to steal it.
I know. and they'll still lose yourself, you know. But actually, right. Eminem started that, I think. Yeah. But anyway, now also, too, in addition to your music, okay, you also work at counseling.
Yes.
Okay, where do you work at counseling, if I'm asking?
Well, I don't know if it's proper to say the name on there. I'll do it if they got a problem with it, approach me on it. I work at the Grodin Center for the Cove Department.
Okay.
And what I do is, that's not when I'm not doing no music, that's what I'm doing. I love talking to people and helping them. Because, like, I know that I went through life without
a lot of help, mm-hmm. but there was some help there. So I feel that if somebody was able to help me get to where I am, I want to help other people get to where I am as well. So it's like me being the age that I am, if I can help people get there faster than where I got there, mm-hmm. they could be more effective and be the next generation that comes up.
And do you put your experience working at the Gordon Center in your songs too?
And you have to, because it's a part of your life. Like, anything that you do in your life will be an experience in your music if you're real with yourself.
Sure.
Like, you can never escape that reality. I don't care who you are, because it's like music is a mirror. Mm-hmm. You got to always look into it.
Sure. And also, too, we have someone that you counsel over here with us. And what is your name? Nice to meet you. Welcome to Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. And tell me how you helped her out and how you helped shape her life up.
Well, all I can say is I just been what it is that she wanted me to be in her life. Like, one thing I don't do is go beyond somebody else's needs. Like, I won't come to you and say, you need this.
Sure.
It's when you say, could you help me with something, is when I'm going to come through mm-hmm. and try to help you.
So mainly, do you help people with stress or do you help people with financial things, or how do you help people, really?
Anyway, like, it's each story is different. You know what I mean? I can't say, like, the way I would help you would be the same way I helped her, or the same way I helped her, I helped someone else, because each person have their own individuality. Mm-hmm. So when I talk to them, I come to know where they are, and then I try to see eye to eye with them so they could relate to me as well mm-hmm. as me relate to them.
Okay.
That's what it's all about in life. Like, that's the problem with life. People bump heads because you don't see eye to eye. You can't relate to that person. But mm-hmm. when you bring them to the level where y'all can relate, then you can communicate.
So if even people like may have business matters too, and they're stressed out about that, you can help them get back on the track of seeing eye to eye with them.
Of course, yeah. Everything, because like all you need is a little help. Everyone needs some form of help. Sure. I don't care who you are.
Really interesting. I like that. Now, also, get back to music now. Your new CD is in Newbury Comics now, right?
Yes.
In Boston, in Rhode Island, of
Rhode
course.
Rhode Island, yes.
And Off the Hook in Pawtucket.
Yes, downtown Pawtucket.
That's a...
Shout out to my man's Rick. He got his own clothing line too, Official Street
really?
Gear.
And what is Off the Hook? Is that a clothing place?
Yeah, they do everything. They do custom designs. They sell shirts.
Yep.
They have... a host of other things. You just go and find out. I can't really say everything they have, but... They got shirts and everything. Sure. They look out for you.
And On Point Barbershop in East Providence.
Yes, that's my barber right there. He's nice. He be awesome. Putting all the designs in my head.
Awesome. I like that.
I ain't got one right now. I just got that little Z right now. But normally he'd throw something in there, but I ain't want him to, because I was like, I'm going to have business meetings, so I don't want him to look at me like, what sure. is all this in his head?
He should give you a discount. He should give you a discount for mentioning his barbershop on the radio.
Oh, I'm going to tell all of them that, yo, I put y'all in.
Yes.
So y'all better hook the
exactly.
boy up.
Now, you're also featured on Switch Tape 3, of course.
Of course.
Who Dem. Of course, the same song that is Fliz is on New York City, or do you have another song?
Nah, it's another song. It's that, this like every group from Rhode Island. Let me shout out everybody, right? I know Tempo de Mento's on it. Wanye, Stars and Murph, Joey Zuzu,
yep.
Who Dem. It was like eight different MCs.
Oh, Joey Zuzu,
song.
Yeah. I've
Chachi as well. I don't want to forget no one.
Chachi, of course, yes. And of course, let's see, Shane Lee, right?
Nah, he wasn't on this song. This was a song. What happened was
everybody did
rock
this.
To it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like it was eight different MCs, because if you
really?
Listen to the verse, that's what I said.
Oh, really?
Eight different MCs laid their verse. Even
really?
Though I was last, the last shall be first.
Sure. And now coming up December 1st, Marjorie's Justified, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's going to be good. You'll be performing at the Columbus Theater, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
with her, awesome. We did a song called Can You Feel It? You can check it out on her
awesome.
Page. I really don't know her on page, but...
Sure. Oh, Marjorie is here, I think. MySpace.com, Marjorie is here, yeah.
She's on your on Roller's page.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So you can go through Roller's page and check
and also
out.
Marjorie was a guest on my show, so there's a link over there, too.
Right.
Now, also, too, on your CD, you have a duet with Charles Xavier.
No, that's the old CD.
Oh, that's the old CD, okay.
Flo was the only soloist on my CD, this
okay.
one.
Okay.
And the reason why is because, like, when you make your... This is my first solo CD. Like, I did CDs with other people. This is my first solo. And I want to let people know that I can hold my own.
Awesome.
Like, I don't need people to hold me down. Now, the next one that's coming out is going to have different singers, different people on
mm-hmm.
it. Because
awesome.
Of the fact of now that I can hold my own, now they're going to be interested to see what he could do with other individuals.
Right. Now also, one other thing. What did you do in your off time... Other than working at the Gordon Center and other than singing, what do you like to do off time? Like, what do you like to do? Go to the movies, shop, you know, for entertainment?
I go to the gym, you know what I mean? I
really?
Lost 32 pounds.
Really? What do you like to do at the gym?
different things. Like I run a little bit or walk around the track, do some curls, a little bit of weights and everything. Just try to get your body right so when you're on stage, people could really enjoy your presence. That's why I like my live performances.
Yes. Wait, let me guess what gym you go to. I know what gym you go to. And don't tell me. Because I have ESPN. Get ESPN. Okay.
It's at ESPN. That's the, that's sports.
Okay. Now.
ESPN.
Oh, that's right. I had the boxing thing on my mind. For later, Peter Manfredo, when I interview him later. But no. But that's a good joke, Ash. But anyway. You go around a track. I think it's the gym in East Providence, I bet, right? It is the... Bally's, I bet you go to, right?
Yep, that's where I go.
Yes, because that's the only one I know with the track and the gym, yes.
There's another one. Southside Boys and Girls Club got...
Oh, really?
Is it the Boys and Girls Club or the Y? One of them that's over on Southside have a track.
And what's your favorite... What do they do for restaurants? What restaurants do they go to?
I go to Shanghai on Thayer Street.
Shanghai on Thayer Street.
Yeah, I love that restaurant because they got this little dish where you get the... chopped up chicken and you put it in the lettuce wrap.
Yes.
That joint's delicious.
So you like Chinese food better or like Italian food the most?
Spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
Really?
You know what I mean? So I guess I would say Italian the most, but pizza.
Really?
But
And what's your favorite pizza joint, a spaghetti joint?
When I go and eat pizza, I go to Antonio's.
Really? Antonio's. Yes. Okay. And where do you like to go? What movie have you seen the last? What type of movie do you like? Do you like action? Do you like comedy?
Saw 4.
Oh, that came out just the other day.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, we're taping this October, in October, of course, out November 15th. So it's been out for about a month, but that came out yesterday, actually. So you saw that. Where'd you see it? Providence Place Mall?
Most likely Attleboro.
Attleboro. Awesome. And actually, the movie that I think stunk, actually, because I like comedies, but, you know, I gotta say this. I like Ben Stiller movies, but I saw The Heartbreak Kid. It stunk. Don't go see that. Don't even buy the movie. You know what I'm saying?
But everybody see things differently. So for you to say don't go see it, it's like you might have been looking for something else that somebody else wasn't thinking. If it goes into that counseling
exactly.
It might have stunk, though. You know what I mean? I didn't see it, so I can't really say.
But anyway. But all right. So tell me about this next song I'm going to be hearing.
The next song, knowing right now what you're listening to, you probably want to hear... Do What I Do.
And before we hit Do What I Do, all right, you have I forgot to ask you about what other shows do you have coming up in December?
I have December 5th, me and Who Them's going to be at Level 2.
Level 2, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing our thing. The time probably starting probably between 9 and 10, but we're going to do our thing
and
December
5th. And before we get to Level 2, you have to get to Level 1, then Level 2.
Right.
Okay.
And then we got to go to Level 3, 4, and 5.
Yes! Awesome.
I'm with you. I love this show because you know what? It's just so free.
It is free.
And it's like, y'all got to understand, like, see, if you never sat down with this man, you would never understand what goes behind the scenes of getting this show to come about. So you will appreciate it more if you was in here with us.
Exactly. And thank you very much, Dante.
Not as real talk.
yes. And you have December 15th, of course, my soundtrack release party.
Of course, you know we're going to do
Tommy's Lounge.
Yeah, we're going to do the thing. Awesome. I performed there, too.
Yes. Awesome. Really?
Yeah, awesome. Many times.
Awesome. Nice stage over there. Yeah. And, okay, so this song, again, is called...
Do what I do. Wait, hold up. But if they're only getting two, then I'm him have to be one of these songs. So it's like, I'll let y'all choose what y'all want to do. So it's either between Do What I Do or I'm Him. Because which one you putting on your soundtrack?
Oh, well, I want to debut that later, the soundtrack one, okay? Right. But, I'm Him is featuring Fliz, right?
Yes.
Let's see. Let's do I'm Him.
All right,
okay,
so...
Actually, which one do you think is better?
I could tell you all of, like... People love all the songs, but I'm Him right now is the number one. Okay. Everybody loved that. All right,
well, here, I'm Him with you and Fliz. And tell me about the song, I'm Him.
Well, this song is basically like when I was driving at another job.
Really?
I just had this hook. I was like, yo, feeling all once a one. It was just a rhythm. And I was just like, I'm kind of feeling that. So what I did was go find a beat for this song. And when I found the beat, I wrote my verse. And I was just like, yo, this song is going to be huge. I knew this song was going to be huge. I was like, yo, I don't want to do it by myself because I don't want people to think I'm an LL Cool J type of rapper. So I tried to talk to these other dudes. Like, I'm going to tell you how much people like this song. I let one dude hear it, Charlie Xavier. He was supposed to be on this song. He's going to be on a remix probably. But he was supposed to be on this song. And while I'm letting him hear it, another MC was in the room. And he was like this thug type of MC. He didn't even do music like that. So when he heard it, he just went and wrote his verse.
Sure.
So these two individuals were supposed to be on the song, but they didn't get in studio in time because I needed to submit the album. So what I did was call Flo up. I was like, yo, Fliz, come on, yo, hold your boy down. He came with his verse, and we knocked it out, and I'm him. And right now, it's a banger.
All right. Well, up next is the bass tape, but first we're going to hear I'm Him by Dante. You're going to lose yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show, and I'm going to sit down right now.
Yeah. Time to get my grown man on, for sure. Yeah. No Timbs and sneakers. Let's bring out the shoes, huh? Yeah. It's for you, ladies. Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young, or nice alone, just wanna have fun, yeah. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out time to time, candlelight dinners, drink a little wine, yeah. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Your last boyfriend made you feel like a victim. Don't go thinking every man like him, cause we ain't all the same. Have different names and all don't play the same games. This separate men from boys, boys still play. Men handle their B.I. every day. Know you heard that before. What's the difference? The difference is Dante speaking. I'm speaking. Can't promise to be perfect. Will try my best. Gave them a chance. Put me to the test. Let me fail on my own before you judge. Just because I'm a man, don't hold a grudge. Take time to get to know me. Let's be friends. Still hurting. You be talking relationship. So here's where I close my mouth. Before I do, can I take you out? Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Boy, nice alone, just wanna have fun, yeah. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine, yeah. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him.
I can't lie. At first it was your body. Even though I had the whip, I took the trolley to follow Miss Thing. Do the thing, let me sing that I'm not that guy that you think. Blink. Miss Queen here searching for kings, and real women ain't afraid of my ring. Hood rats crave for bling, so they fall to the trap. Empress, you miss and never slept. Never lift hands to royalty, aka loyalty. I promise you more of me, and one day all of me. I ain't the last man, I'd be more of a fan. My last girl was a coward, so she ran. Gentleman fashion, I love my mama. This I never did what my mama said not to. If it was meant to be, you'd be my partner. I'm not out to get ya, I get ya, I got ya.
Join me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Next month, December 15th, 2007, of course, episode number 20, the best of show, plus the year-end countdown. Of course, join acts that I've interviewed all year, such as Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Mayor Cicilline, rap group from Rhode Island, Fed Hill, of course, R&B singer Rola, country singer Billy Gilman, and rock group Amurtiverse. That's just some of the groups. Join me next month, December 15th, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join R&B singer Rola at the Apollo Theater, along with R&B singer Mario, Saturday, November 17th, 2007. Yes, Saturday, November 17th, 2007, at the Apollo Theater, 253rd West, 125th Street, between Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard and Frederick Douglass Boulevard, also known as 7th Avenue and 8th Avenue. New York, New York, USA, of course. Doors open at 6. Show begins at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35 to $45. VIP is $55. So again, join R&B singer Rola along with R&B singer Mario at the Apollo Theater, the famous Apollo Theater, 253rd West, 125th Street, of course. R&B singer Rola. Go for more information on www.rolazone.com. Again, www.rolazone.com. Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Go to 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-739-RACE. 401-739-RACE. Always on Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. and Sundays from noon to 1 a.m. Again, Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Again, at 2276 Warwick Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island, 401-739-RACE. Tell them to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Would you like to go out for lunch?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you hungry for?
Pizza.
Really? So let's go to Melrose House of Pizza at 475 Main Street in Melrose, the corner of Forster Street. You could dine in or take out. All day delivery and catering. Call before leaving your home and your order will be ready when you arrive. Call Melrose House of Pizza at 781-665-2508. Again, 781-665-2508. Or visit them online at www.melrosehouseofpizza.com. Again, www.melrosehouseofpizza.com. Open 7 days a week. They accept MasterCard and Visa. They're open Sundays through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Thursdays through Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So go to Melrose House of Pizza at 475 Main Street in Melrose, Massachusetts. Now, Dash, should I drive or you want to drive?
You drive, Derek.
All right, thank you. And tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, White Noise Radio / J Rhythm Radio, of course. Two producers today, of course. And now we're up to the Bay State from Portland, Maine, and Massachusetts, of course. Two states you're from, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, we're all originating from Maine, but we now have a presence in Massachusetts. A few of us go to school in southern Maine and in northern Mass, so we're actually all over the border right now, dude.
Now, you come from Portland yourself, too?
Actually, I was born in Lincoln, Maine. I was raised in Lincoln, Maine. So it was three members of our band. We have Mary and Tom and myself were all born and raised in Lincoln. So
awesome. Now, how far is that from Portland, Lincoln, Maine?
It's about 3 hours if you drive the speed limit to the north.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah, well, Lincoln is north of Portland.
Now, you do a lot of shows here in Rhode Island, of course. You're doing a show coming up in, you did a show in Japachet, actually, back in November, of course. No, coming up in November, hey. Right?
Yeah, we have one coming up. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's Let's Party Extreme.
And you performed it back at URI, too, before.
Yes, we have. We played at URI. We played
A
few shows in Newport, Rhode Island. Yeah, it's been great.
And Roger Williams College, I'm at.
It was their radio station was putting on the Foliage Fest, and they were really great.
Awesome.
Really, really nice people.
Awesome. And you perform at my soundtrack release party coming up in December 15th, too, in Pawtucket,
Rhode
Island.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And you're going to be on the soundtrack, of course. And tell me about you all guys coming from Maine. Tell me about how you all came together as a group.
How we came together as a group? Well, Tom and I played music together for a long time, buddies from like a long time ago.
Right.
And Mary is like kind of our parents or friends. And we met Mary and was like, wow, she's a great musician. Let's see if we can incorporate this. And it was really nice there. And I was in a band with Evan James, the violist. In a different band, and when that band kind of the members split up, things went different ways, priorities changed. I was like, dude, you need to come to practice. You need to come to this practice in the Bay State, and
sure.
And he did, and it was off the charts. It was a lot of fun, and they're my best friends, so it's really great to play with them.
Now you're the drummer, of course, Drew, right?
Yeah, I am. I play drums.
And you do the background vocals too?
Actually, no. The backing vocals when we play live is Mr. Evan James.
Yep.
He does the violas, and we're trying to get it so that Mary as well can sing. She's got an excellent voice. It's just it's getting parts written and doing things. But that's definitely next on our plate is getting it so that we have some female backing vocals as well.
Right. And in addition to that, you Mary's only female part of the band. And how does people perceive that?
Well, I mean, we get a lot of people asking us how old she is, which is, I mean, understandable. It's just how it goes. And we, sometimes we get a lot of jokes and stuff like that. She's great. She really is awesome.
Really?
Very talented musician. Sometimes she's like a little sister, and sometimes she's like a mom.
Right.
But both of those times work out really well, usually. It's fine.
Now, how did you come up with the name the Bay State? Because it's because you're so close to Massachusetts. But the Bay State is like the name of Massachusetts. But you're from
Maine is the Pine Tree State. So it's definitely an interesting situation. A lot of people will approach us and say, well, why are you guys not the Pine Tree State, being that you're all from Maine? And
exactly.
There's a few reasons for that, actually. One is that Massachusetts was definitely kind of like a goal in our minds as far as where we wanted to go as a band and like play. If we get to Mass, we're gonna be going places. You know, we're gonna be like playing to people that are embracing the scene, and the scene up in Maine is definitely struggling in some areas. And it's like, here we go. We're gonna get to Mass and we're gonna play. The other thing is that our first practice space was in Machias, Maine, in a building with a sign out front that said Machias, Massachusetts. It was so old, it was from the annex.
Really?
And
that part of Maine?
That definitely helped with the name.
So that part of Maine was part of Massachusetts at first, back in the
day?
Yeah,
well, all of Maine was Massachusetts like a long time ago.
Yes.
And so now there's a few buildings left. Machias is a really old town. It's where Tom and Andy went to college there, buddies of mine, and it went really well. So we practiced in Machias to start, and then it was kind of like that's how it went, man.
Sure. And how did you all meet each other?
How did we meet each other? Well, like I said, Tom and I have been in bands for the better part of 10 years now, just playing around, and Mary I've known for about 8 years. Her dad and my dad are like best buds.
Awesome.
And Evan and I met through the band Belmondo, myspace.com/Belmondo.
Yeah.
And that was a really good time. It's more of an acoustic style band. And then we had them to practice at the Bay State.
And do you all collectively write the songs together, or do you just one person in the band write the songs?
Well, Tom will write a lot of the guitar lines and the lyrics to the songs, and he'll come to us, and we'll add our own individual parts to that, and then we'll make changes as a band. We'll talk about how things need to happen and how things are awesome and different things that we want to do, and we'll form the song as a group generally. But the starting point is usually Tom's ideas.
Who's the lead
and the
singer,
direction
of course?
He wants to go with the song, so we kind of feed off that.
And Tom's the lead singer, of course, of the Bay State.
Yeah, right? Tom is the lead vocalist and the rhythm guitarist.
And so on the credits, your all name is on the writing thing, right?
Say what?
On the credits of the writing of the songs, you all names give the credit?
Yeah, well, we all name a partial credit because we are all writing parts to the songs. As far as song structure and song lyrics, we do talk about that as a band, but the majority of that information comes from Tom.
Sure. And so how do you do? You all sit like in a in the recording studio, you all write collectively, or how do you, what's the process of writing a song?
Well, practice is difficult because we're so spaced out. I mean, we got people in middle and central Maine, we've got people in southern Maine, and I'm all the way down here in Lowell, Mass, which is not too far down, but it's just we're a good 6 hours apart, you know, spreading out. And so we will practice as often as possible. When we do get together, it's like a lot of travel. We get there, it's not strictly business, you know. There's a lot of, like, jokes and a lot of fun.
Sure.
But at the same time, we've got a lot of goals when we get together, and we work through them. We sit down, we talk about what we want to do. We might play a song like 4 or 5 times in a row. If we really dig in the song, we might play a song 10 or 11 times in a row.
Sure.
And it's just hashing it out as we go, making changes each time we go through it. We'll talk about it between tunes and just keep playing.
And it's amazing. You on the Bay State MySpace, www.myspace.com/thebaystate, of course, you have like 1,800-something friends, I was noticing. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, on a play scale on the MySpace, we've got over 100,000 plays and 56,000 friends now.
Awesome.
Which is going pretty well for us. Tom works the MySpace very hard. He's he responds to anybody that wants to comment to us and anyone that wants to talk and, like, get to know us better.
Yep.
He does a great job with that. And sometimes if messages go on to specific members, he'll come talk to us and we'll answer those messages. And he tries to keep it as socially approachable as possible.
And you're not talking about Tom that owns MySpace. You're just talking about Tom, the lead singer of the group.
Yeah, I'm talking about Tom, the lead singer of the group. My bad, dude.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. I'm just playing. But now, first, we'll be hearing the first song. Then we'll be coming back. The first song we'll be hearing, I swear to God, if we get one more knock at the door, right?
That's correct.
Now, is that the single that's playing on a lot of other radio shows?
Well, we've had that single out on the radio for quite a while for college radio, and I believe the Gun Show in New York played it a couple weekends ago, which was great. I mean, nice dude. So it's a song that we kind of, it's not your typical song form. It's got a large section at the end, which is just the band. We're kind of just playing what we want to play on this tune, and we want to get our emotion out there. We want to just be what we are, and we have other songs that we feel fit the formula more, but this song is really emotional for us, and we love hearing it.
And why such a long title of a song?
Oh, well, Tom will write the titles, and this one came from, we were practicing in one of my old dorm rooms back at school, and it seemed like almost every time someone would pick up an instrument, someone would knock at the door and say, hey, could you guys turn it down, or could you guys not play right now, or you name it, no matter. Sure. So we're trying to practice, and it was really tough. Because it's the only practice space available at the time. So it was definitely a song with that title in mind. Like, if we get one more knock at the door, man.
Yeah. All right, well, here is that song right now. I'm going to debut it now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I swear to God, if we get one more knock at the door, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.